Okay, so we're going to start with the three refuges and the five precepts. But remember these five precepts, what they are. What's the first precept? No killing. Second precept. Fourth precept. You see, when I go out of order, you don't know them. So Chin Chai was saying, I've done this before, I got into trouble once, but I'm going to do it again. Just to make sure you know these precepts, I'm going to give them in a different order. To keep you alert and awake. So the precepts in the correct order, not intentionally killing any living being, not stealing intentionally what's not yours, and not committing adultery, not playing around outside of your committed relationships, and not telling a lie, not even to tax office when you fill out your tax return. And not taking any alcohol or drugs, not even a small amount. Because sometimes people look at that fifth precept and say, well, you know, just a little bit of beer or a little bit of whiskey or wine, it doesn't really matter, does it? And I thought once and said, okay, just a little bit doesn't really matter. A little bit of killing doesn't matter. A little bit of stealing doesn't matter. Why do you always say a little bit just for the fifth precept? Would have said no. And if you don't, if you keep all those five precepts, you'll be happy and free and rich. It costs a lot of money buying alcohol. Even worse, you know, to keeping another girlfriend, another mistress, that really costs a lot of money. So it's not worth doing. So that way you can be happy and peaceful. But for those who haven't heard this story before, some years ago, because a place like Thailand is a Buddhist country, and people are supposed to be keeping those five precepts, but they don't. Here, when I first went there, I saw, you're catching fish. You're breaking your precepts. They said, no. So we don't kill the fish. We just take them out of the water and they die by themselves. No, that's not right. So you have to keep the five precepts and keep them perfectly. But I did see it in Thailand. One day I saw them. When they take, you know, you always put your hands up to keep the precepts. One day I saw them like this. They had one finger down. I wonder, what are they doing that for? Never seen that before, ever. So we asked them afterwards, when you were taking these five precepts, why did you put, you know, one finger down? They said, oh, because today I'm only keeping four precepts. They still chanted all five, but when they put one finger down, they meant four. And then I looked more carefully, and sure enough, I saw one person with two fingers down. I even saw one finger, one person with all their fingers down. So look, if you're going to take these precepts, take them and keep them. So you've got some integrity, and you're doing it properly. You know what you're doing, you know why you're doing it, and you do it because you find it's a wonderful, beautiful, good thing to do. Okay, so those of you who don't want to keep the precepts today, you can book put a finger down, or two fingers down. Okay, so here we go. I do Namotassa first, and you be quiet. When I finish the Namotassa, then you begin. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tutiyampi Bhutan Saranangachami. Tutiyampi Dhamman Saranangachami. Tutiyampi Sankhan Saranangachami. Tatiyampi Bhutan Saranangachami. Tatiyampi Dhamman Saranangachami. Tatiyampi Sankhan Saranangachami. That completes the three refuges. I will now give the five precepts. Sura Miriam Japamada Tana Viramani Sikapadang Samadhyami. Musawada Viramani Sikapadang Samadhyami. Kame sumi chachara viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Panati pata viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Imani pancha sikapadani silena sukatinyanti silena bhoga sampada silena nibutinyanti tasma silang visodaye. You see, I used to be a school teacher, and I always know that the naughty boys always sit in the back. So those are the five precepts backwards. So now you know the five precepts back to front, as well as front to back. And sometimes when you look at it, that fifth precept may be one of the most important, because if you can't keep the precept of abstaining from alcohol and drugs, then you can't keep any other ones. So it's actually quite profound to put that as number one. And the second most important precept is being truthful. Now, keeping that precept of not lying. If you lie, again, you can't keep the other precepts. And by being abstinent with alcohol and drugs, not taking them, and being truthful, it makes that next precept of committing to your relationships much easier. The same with stealing and killing. So, it's a logical order for the five precepts. But also, sometimes people are so lazy, they always do it the same way around, and they just become like robots, like parrots, keeping the five precepts. And you see them sometimes, Parnati Pata, Viramani. They're not paying any attention whatsoever. They're half asleep. They still say these things. They don't know what they're saying. And that's nothing to do with the wisdom of a Buddha. So whatever we do, we have to give it meaning so we know exactly what we're saying. And that way it has meaning. And so changing the order around makes it more interesting. When it makes it more interesting, you have more mindfulness. This is one of those meditation teachings which I give, completely off the subject, but did you brush your teeth this morning? No, oh, you dirty, filthy person. When you brush your teeth, what part of the mouth do you begin with? Is it always the same place, at the top left, or the middle, or the bottom right? If you always brush your teeth in the same manner every morning, you're not being alert and awake. So my first thing to bring more mindfulness into your day, when you get up tomorrow morning, brush your teeth in a different part. Start a different place in your mouth every day. Live on the wild side. And you find, when you do things slightly different every day, you don't become a creature of habit. When you become a creature of habit, you just get into routines, and when it's going to the temple, you chant, you know, the precepts, and it doesn't have any meaning anymore because you're not there with it when it happens. Same when you're brushing your teeth, you don't know what you're brushing. So you do it a different way every now and again, change it around, swap it around, you find that life becomes more interesting. When you get into routines, you die. So become alive. And becoming alive, what am I supposed to be talking about anyway? Oh yeah.